views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jen from Radically Distinct Radio, and I have a new text club that will send you updates when new shows go live. All you got to do is take out your phone. That's right, take out your phone, open up a text message, and this is the number you're going to text. It's 31996, and in the message, you're going to put RAD, R-A-D. Then I'm going to send you a link to the RAD chart, and then you're going to get regularly occurring messages once a week when new shows go live. Hello, and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan. And today we're going to talk about how to recover from a lost deal. I recently lost a client during the contracting process, and it was, you know, it was too bad because I spent a lot of time really thinking about this project and I was really excited about it. It was going to be a really good from both sides, like everything about it was going to be a win-win for both people. And, you know, just some hiccups in the way in which we're used to doing business ended up causing challenges where they said they'll be back later, which basically means they're not coming back, at least from my perspective and the sales professional. You know, people oftentimes say they'll be back, kind of like that friend that you had when you were younger and you just lost this girl or guy that you were in love with, and your friend says to you, it's okay, you know what, you're just gonna have to let it go, let him go, and if he comes back, he's yours forever. I don't know if you remember that, but that's kind of like that in sales, we call it a be back, and it's when somebody says, yeah, I'll be back later, but you know full well that they're just saying that to make you feel better, right? I mean, even though there was nothing really bad that happened between us, they still lost the deal at a pivotal moment, after I was really committed to being able to move forward with this project, right? So it hurt because I'm the part that they're buying, right? Like, yes, they're going to get things out of it. I'm going to produce for them, but it's their experience of working with me that's the product. And so when I'm involved in it so closely and then all of a sudden it goes away, it feels like, you know, I just got my heart ripped out of my chest. And it's easy to find yourself thinking things like, you know, was I too pushy? Was I not pushy enough? Was I too direct? Was my honesty scary? You know, did I come on too strong? Like questions like that go through your mind, but you never really know the answer. And it might be the part that's really challenging to deal with is that you're never going to know. But no matter which way you try to look at it, losing a deal hurts. Because if you've got, for me, I have to actually write a proposal for somebody, I have to believe that I can actually deliver on something, right? So I'm invested into it. So you invest yourself like that and it goes away, it hurts. How do you recover? I've got three things for you. First of all, you got to notice the indicators of your success. I think it's really important that you see, especially when it comes to marketing, like, am I attracting my target market? Am I attracting people who share similar values of me? You know, like, am I, when I show them my prices, do they freak out or are they, you know, they can handle this kind of money, right? These are questions that help you assess if you're attracting people that are in alignment with what you offer. So you want to look for that success there because you did successfully attract somebody and bring them into a deal. So that right there is success. So what other indicators can you see that are successful? The second thing I want you to do is to notice the hiccups in your sales process. You can't go back and ask them how to change the reality, right? Like they might come, maybe they're going to come back, maybe they're not going to come back. But at this time period, we did not make the deal. So we can't really change that. We can't change that situation. That situation is what it is. But what we can do is we can self-evaluate. I can self-evaluate how I did, you know, what were the things about the sales process, from meeting them through moving them, what were those things that either did or didn't work? And how can I, should I adjust them? Was it just that one time? You know, so you want to really take a look at your sales process and notice the sensitivity you had moving them through there. Did you feel awkward in a certain time? Should you have been, you know, sometimes I should be offering, maybe charging more on the front end. Sometimes I think that that would be good for me to do. And sometimes that's a judgment call, you know? And so those are things where you have to evaluate and give yourself honest feedback on both on the sales process. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is the exercise. Now, I know this, maybe that sounds kind of crazy, but I think it's really important that you have a place for those emotions to go. And you can go to the bar and you can drink, right? But then the next day you're going to have a hangover, and that hangover is going to be associated in your body with pitching deals. And now all of a sudden your body is going to be, if you do that too many times, your body is going to connect pitching deals, losing deals, and drinking. And I'm not trying to make a judgment about drinking here. Sometimes that's a very great thing to do after you've lost a big deal. But if you're in a sales situation where you're regularly pitching business, you need to figure out how to get your body to get through those emotions so that you can feel good that you're pitching the deals and you can play a numbers game. If you pitch enough deals to the right people, you're going to make enough sales. But if you're not having a place for those emotions to go, you're going to channel them into, you know, self-destructive places. Either we're going to overeat, we're going to overdrink, we're going to go do other things, but those emotions have to go someplace. And it is a heartbreak when you lose a deal. Or even if it, you don't even, like, let's say you had a really bad situation with this person and you never want to work with that person. That's definitely not what happened to me, but that has happened where you're like, really? I would never want to work with you. And it's like this really awful thing that comes out of nowhere. That also has a lot of emotions attached to it. So dealing with people as a service professional is emotional because humans are emotional and we're selling things that are service related. So the third aspect of being able to recover is to be able to take your emotions and put them place that is constructive. And I highly recommend that it's exercise, taking a walk, you know, even taking a walk would be a good idea, doing some stretching. It doesn't have to be like a big deal. All right. My name is Jen Morgan. If you like this show, please rate and review it on iTunes so that I know that you're listening to me. If you aren't already, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Radically Distinct. Tweet with me at Jen Morgan Brand. And if you could use some help on your brand strategy, whether it be for personal or for a company, come find me at my website, jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, morgan.com. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.